Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is the website. Check out all the interviews. Check out all the stuff we have got going on at this place from Sunday to Sunday. See, we used to say Monday through Friday, but it's Sunday to Sunday. Sunday to Sunday.
All
checking things out. Kyle Berger from ABC Tampa is going to be joining us in just a little bit. There are those who are of a certain age that remember where they were 29 years ago today, when they got the news that Tupac was shot out in Las Vegas. Lost them 6 days later, but today was the day. And so I wanted a little honor to him, a little prayers going up his way, and get back to this Sunday morning, and we ended the 8 o'clock hour already. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
Thought I forgot about that, huh? And a good morning to all y'all in Palmetto.
Okay.
Palmetto.
Down Palmetto. You've been spotlighting the South Side today.
Well,
for some reason, you've been in a South Side state of mind. That's just a bad place to be.
Pretty good. I didn't think about that.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with that, right?
That's okay. That's okay.
I was thinking about going to Mapleton later and getting some, seeing our friend Herb.
Okay.
By the way, did we figure out what time Six Flags opens?
I don't know.
Okay, we got to figure that out.
Okay. Yeah, very important.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
Very important.
Listen, I'm the only dude who's, you know, that really wants to go and get a heart attack on one of them roller coasters. I mean, old dude. I just miss going to Six Flags. I miss roller coasters. I love doing that stuff. And, some folks don't like doing that. Me, I can't get enough of it. And I haven't been in forever.
So you don't know if you can't get enough of it or not if you haven't been in a while.
No, I miss it, though.
Yeah.
It's like golf when you haven't played golf in a while.
And then you go out.
It doesn't matter.
And you hit every tree.
That's fine.
And every pond that's out there.
But you're playing.
And you say, like,
you're playing.
And you say, why did I even do this?
See, it's something about sitting on a roller coaster takes you back to being, 12.
Okay.
And that's a nice feeling. You wouldn't want to go back to being 12 again. I wouldn't. But feeling that way for a little bit. It's nice. Listen, where do you start? Do we go back to those first two games when we talk the NFL as we sit here? And by the way, we should tell you when we get out of here at 9 o'clock, we're going to turn things over to Joe Patrick and Andy Bunker for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. And by the way, they will be right around the corner at here made me laugh. Centennial Yards.
Centennial Yards. Yeah. That's going to be the place for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show this season.
They'll be on it from 9 until 11. And then Chris Thomas will be at Cigna by Hilton after the game for the Falcons flyover.
Right.
From end of game till 7:30 or so.
Have you been in that place yet?
I have not. I haven't got an invite yet.
It is spectacular. I don't need an invite.
Yeah. I
go in there and say, hey, what's up? I just wanted to come in here and see your new hotel.
Is that all you got to do?
I understand it's very nice.
Room? Yeah,
just we'll look around and see what's happening,
I got to have somebody, tell me, the best place to park and then where to go. And then there's a sports bar. And I know it's top of the line.
Oh, it's spectacular.
I just haven't been over there yet.
Yep.
And they've been working so diligently over the last however long it's been open, getting the people here at the radio station who have to go there and do shows, getting them acclimated. That's more important than knuckleheads like me who want to go in and get a free cheeseburger.
Still go over there and see if you can get the cheeseburger.
I can get one. I just don't want to get a call on Monday.
That's
we ain't supposed to do that, Greg.
That's the idea, right?
I stopped doing that years ago. I learned a long time ago. I've seen a few people who ain't here no more try that.
That might be part of it,
reason
right?
Why they ain't no here. Ain't here no more. But again, we talk NFL again. We're getting ready for Falcons of Tampa today.
Yep.
And we don't know how to dissect it. We've been doing it throughout training camp. We've been doing it for the last little bit.
And it's hard to have something to go on when you haven't seen the full complement of players in a game that you're able to watch, right? So it's hard to tell, right? So that's the thing. That is the mystery of today.
But I'll tell you, there's
a bit of mystery about, and maybe that's a little something
like
to add to
that.
The intrigue, right?
I like how
to
you
add
did
to
that.
The intrigue of the opening day when you haven't seen some of the players play during the preseason. You've seen reports, you've seen video of practice, but you haven't seen them play in games. So it is like you're opening up that gift, or you're opening up that thing that has come in, that surprise that is at your door. And you open it up and says, let's peep in here and see what's going on.
Exactly.
That's what we're getting today. But that's throughout the league. A lot of places where the main players and the starters have not played very little or none during the preseason in the exhibition games. So that's what we get today throughout the league. And that, like I said, heightens the excitement.
So you have anticipation.
Right.
As you sit there and you focus on, okay, so where are you? I can tell you where I'm going to focus. I have a couple things. And then I have a crazy analogy. Because as you said, we don't have anything to really pull apart, to dissect and pull apart and look at. And so I've come up with a couple things.
Okay.
Do you know how they tell you where you to find yourself in the wild? You come upon, like, gorillas. Or even when you go to the zoo, they tell you don't look a gorilla in the eye.
Right.
Because you know that that's, like, the worst thing you could possibly do. Well, I'm thinking that for Michael Penix Jr. Because we got reports of the fight. So we know he got that dog in him when pushed. Right? And he's probably, trying to let his teammates know, I'm with you. And if somebody steps to me a certain kind of way, I'm gonna put some hands on him. Which he did. So because of that, I'm going to put him in a little tougher category.
Okay.
And I'm going to say somebody going to look at him crazy like looking at a gorilla. Come on, I got to come up with something. Yeah. But I mean, know we now know that there is a toughness edge to him that we didn't know.
Right.
So that's what I'm taking from him.
Absolutely.
I'm looking to see Baker Mayfield on his back a couple times because of these edge rushers. They may not get him or they may trip him. But I want to see that. I want to see that he's thinking about that. I want to see one of them Baker Mayfield Oklahoma interceptions.
Oklahoma.
Because it started then, and I can't believe that dude won the Heisman.
He won the Heisman.
By the way, have you seen the new one? That Heisman House commercial where Travis Hunter is going up in there, he getting ready to walk in, and they got a dude like foreclosing it, or not foreclosing it, but they got it locked down. He said, we got too many people in this house. You got all these animals in here. There's a code violation. He said, I just got here. We found a pickup truck in the kitchen. And Baker Mayfield goes, that's on me. It's pretty good. I like the way they do those.
They do some creative things with those, right?
But you have this matchup, and you don't know what to expect. So that's where I'm going. I'm looking. And, by the way, I don't want to hear nothing out of our kicking game. I want it to be like a really good umpire.
Okay.
Meaning you don't hear from them the whole game. So when we score a touchdown, make the extra point. When we get it within the 40-yard line, make the field goal. Because that's what you do. So I don't want to hear about, oh, he's been missing it wide right. Oh, he's had a couple of misses. I don't want to hear that. So you had the competition in the preseason.
Right.
You went out. Make me forget about you. That's what you want to do with your kicker, right?
Right.
You want to just have him there. He's reliable. He's going to do it so we don't have to even think about him. I know it sounds kind of mean, but that's really how you want it, right?
Right. That's it.
I don't want to think about him. So those are the two. How about you?
The thing I'm watching for, obviously, with the offensive line, with Gary out, you want to find out who they have there and find out how that works. And like I said, because of that, maybe you don't come out throwing as much. You lean on your ground game a little bit more. To get things going, but Kyle Pitts once again is the wild card for this team as far as the success of this offense this season. You want to see him get off to a good start, so that's something I'm watching for, and also watching to see first possession get into the end zone rather than kick three. You know, we want to see team perform in the red zone. We want to see performance in the red zone. If you get into the red zone, let's finish it. Let's get six instead of the three, and I think that's a big difference. That would tell me something that's really good coming into this season with this team, and that's what we want to see in this first game today.
Can you see anything that gives you any idea about adjustments being made by the coaching staff, things that you know that they can do but they aren't doing the first half, and they go? I guess I'm asking in a way that can you make adjustments before you have a complete understanding of everybody on both sides of the ball? Have this person do this differently. Have this person now do this.
You have an idea.
Whatever.
You have an idea, but I think you got to wait for the scenario to present itself.
So, in other words, you can't do that as easily in those first three games. If there's some craziness in the first half of game one, two, or three, we can't look for Raheem Morris to come back with a noticeable change in the second half. We expect that.
Right.
But realistically do you think it would happen in those first couple games? Hopefully it won't have to happen.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's like we've talked about the players. Now what do we look at?
From the coaching staff, right? Well, what do we expect from them? And I think that's the thing you watch for. You got to see the scenario happen. And I'm sure they have that in mind for certain players if certain things go on. And as they take place, we'll see them unfold.
All right.
I mean, that's a part of it. That's all a part of the gift we're opening up.
Yeah, and the gift is that we, me and Sam, are your opening act for the first Sunday of NFL action in 2025. We're going to get the thoughts of the guys down there in Tampa from Kyle Berger. He's been on the show before. Anytime we have anything going on with those guys down there, and we're going to start off by saying we ain't scared of Baker Mayfield.
No.
Nah, we ain't scared
of him. We respect him, but we don't fear.
Well, I don't know. Yeah,
we're going to respect him.
Anyway, Kyle Berger, ABC Tampa, will be joining us next. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, getting you set for a full day of football action. Sports Radio 92.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. I just realized something I've never asked you before as we listen to these guys. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on this opening day of the NFL season for most of us. I know there was a game Thursday and Friday night, but today is the day. 2025 season begins. But as we come back, what rock band would you want to see? Because I know we know about you love R&B, and both of us actually, but you know who I love. If it was any rock band I'm going to see, it's Van Halen. But I don't know that for you. And Zeppelin today kicked things off. Today is the day that Zeppelin played together for the first time live.
Yep.
So throw that on there, a little whole lot of love coming back. But is it them? Is it Stones? Is it Beatles? Is it Aerosmith? Who's the rock band?
I'm like the 70s and early 80s stuff. You're Foreigner. You know, people like that.
Okay.
But then also like ELO. And a lot of people thought they were big stage presentation with all the violins and everything. But I thought it was quite cool.
Carnival 9, man. I want that all day long. Yeah. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was just curious about that. Yeah, so if you had to go one show, get in a DeLorean, go back to see in the 70s.
ELO.
ELO. All right.
Oh, yeah, man.
Cool. Hey, we got a guest that's coming out here right now and wondering if he would want to join you. So we welcome Kyle Berger on from ABC Tampa, man. First of all, welcome back, and thanks for being a part of the show this morning. And did you
hear? Man, no problem at all. Yeah, I love being on.
Did you hear what we were just talking about? And do you have a rock band that you never saw or you did say you want to see one more time or like to go see him at least once?
If I had the DeLorean, I'd go back and definitely see the Beatles. I love the Beatles. I saw Paul McCartney in Orlando a couple of years ago. That's as close as I'm going to get to seeing the Beatles. I've been to Abbey Road, got the picture there. Want to go back. Yeah, Beatles, hands down.
Kyle, hang on a second. You went to Abbey Road. You didn't do one of those obnoxious things where you got three friends and tried to walk across the street and take the picture, did you?
No, well, I did it by myself, so maybe it's kind of I still need to go to Liverpool. I need to make the trip there, yeah. Strawberry Fields, all that, yeah.
I'm mad at you. I'd probably do the same stupid thing. Sam, slow down. We got to get the foot's up here. No, take your shoes off. McCartney didn't. He was barefoot. Anyway.
I did see last week I went and saw Blink-182 was in town last week. That's the last concert I went to, but that wasn't anything near a Beatles level.
No. And talk about a we could do this all day long here. George Clinton, P-Funk, I never saw them live, and I don't want to see that. Kyle, here's the phrase that we're saying here in Atlanta. You ready?
Yeah.
We ain't scared of Baker Mayfield.
Mm.
We ain't scared of him. Yeah, he got the Heisman. Yeah, he's turned things around. Yes, Tampa has embraced him, and he is playing better. But we ain't scared of him.
Yeah, don't be scared of Baker. Be scared of Hassan Reddick. There's no right protector or blindside protector for Michael Penix. That's who you should be afraid of.
See that.
Stirring you up here. Listen, man, what's the talk about that team down in Tampa and the expectations this year? And we'll compare notes.
Oh, gosh, the expectation is Super Bowl, at least make it to the Super Bowl, win the NFC. This team is going for its fifth straight NFC South division title, And the year they didn't win it, Tom Brady's first year, they won the wild card, wanted to win the Super Bowl. So expectation is Super Bowl with this group. That's all they're talking about down here. They think they have the squad finally to do it. Baker, he's been in the system for a while now. They have established running game with Bucky Irving and Rashad White. The receiving core we thought was the deepest we've ever seen until all these injuries have happened. You know, Chris Godwin's going to be out for at least the first month of the season. Jalen McMillan hurts his neck in the second preseason game against Pittsburgh. He's out for like 8 or 9 weeks. So now Emeka Ebuka, the rookie that everyone is raving about down here, he's really going to be thrown right into it from the opening kick. And he's a Chris Godwin mold. So you got Mike Evans, Ebuka, Kate Otten can still catch passes out there. Offensively, this team, it's really good. And then on defense, like I mentioned, they added Hassan Reddick as a pass rusher. That's something the Bucs have really needed the last few years to disrupt the quarterback. And Todd Bowles is kind of the defensive genius. So he's going to come up with these different schemes. And he's looking for interceptions, looking for turnovers this year. That last year, they've been really picking on this in practice this year, is create turnovers, create interceptions. Last year, they had 7 interceptions, which was the least a Todd Bowles defense has ever had in his career. So he's kind of harping on, get your hands on the ball, hold on to the ball, and get those picks.
That's Kyle Burgum, Tampa Bay 28, talking to ABC affiliate in Tampa. Of course, he's an ATLian. He's home folks, but he's on with us this morning. Always appreciate him. And he is social. You can always find him at Kyle_Burger, all lowercase, at Kyle_Burger. You said that. Also heard this week that a player's going to be healthy again. It's going to really help bolster things up front for Tampa. We got Kyle Pitts. I know folks from Florida remember him for his play in college. We think that if he comes out and plays the way he's capable of playing, he could be the big difference maker. What would Tampa Bay have to try to counteract a tight end with his ability if he comes in really ready to help out Michael Penix Jr. today?
It always seems like Kyle Pitts scores a touchdown against the Bucs. And last year had maybe the phantom one where we thought Antoine Winfield may have knocked out of his hands right before he got to the pylon.
Yeah.
But it seems like he always finds the end zone against this team. I don't know what it is. People think he's had a down career. I mean, he's had a 1,000-yard rookie receiver back his first year. But he always finds the end zone against the Bucs. The Bucs have a couple healthy safeties now. Like I mentioned, Antoine Winfield Jr., he could be out there to help kind of contain Pitts a little bit. He missed several games last year with an injury. The Bucs will be without Christian Izzy and another safety. But linebacker-wise, Lavonte David's still out there to kind of keep an eye on Pitts. But I think what the Bucs' edge in this game is going to be their defense. This defense looks like it's locked and loaded and ready to go. Vita Vea is back to rush the passer, stop the run. Hassan Reddick, him and Yaya Diaby are having a competition who can have the most sacks on this team this year. So there's a lot of motivation to get to the quarterback and just not let Penix have a clean pocket to throw the ball. So a lot will start up front to contain those receivers. And you mentioned Pitts. Drake London's right there too. I mean, he's one of might be a top 5 receiver in the league. So as long as the Bucs can rattle Penix a little bit, and honestly, I think the Bucs are glad Kirko Cousins isn't playing quarterback, because he seems to tear up the Bucs every year with 750 yards passing last year in 2 games against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, but he, like Baker Mayfield, he doesn't really scare anybody. He just had some good games.
No, he doesn't.
He ain't scaring nobody. Again, this is Kyle Burger, Tampa 28. I like the way you said that. Tampa 28, ABC. Before I ask you my question, where are you from here? Because Sam just said you're in Atlanta.
I grew up in Conyers. My family lives in the Alpharetta area now. I went to Heritage High School, then to Georgia College and State University, and then started my TV career and bounced all around the South.
Oh, okay. He was out there in Conyers probably during the Olympics.
Was it?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, the horse park was out there.
Yeah.
All right, here's what
I got to ask you this. I got to ask you this because this guy worked in Birmingham for a while.
Okay.
How much fun you had with that Florida State win over Bama last week, man?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Like, all my friends on the feeds are all Bama fans. And, it's funny to watch. They're all ready to burn everything down. I mean, they're like, fire Kalen DeBoer. Let's pitch into the NIL pot to get some money to fire, buy out DeBoer. It's crazy to see after I left and Saban winning everything, and then you leave, and then you never thought that time would come when Saban would leave, and here it is, and it's kind of what we expected when Saban left. You don't think anyone can follow in those footsteps of what Saban was doing. So it's a tough job for Kalen DeBoer to follow that.
And by the way, you guys shouldn't count that Tampa Bay Super Bowl with Brady. Because that was a one-year deal. No. Yeah, that was a one-year deal. That was like when Barry Switzer coached the Cowboys. That was a one-off. You got one deal, and then he left. So
he was here for 3 years.
Yeah, I know, but you only got the one win, though. You had Tom Brady. Yeah. You had Tom Brady. I mean, come on. This is what I wanted to know. You mentioned Kirk Cousins. And my thought was, as we sit here and dissect and assume we think this is going to happen, or we're going to look for this when this matchup happens today, you got a guy in there you don't know. You don't know what you're going to see. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of folks here in Atlanta don't know what they're going to see because they didn't play much in the preseason. So What is the conversation about what you've seen from Michael Penix Jr.? I know we touched on it a little bit, but listen, when the thing gets going, you personally, Kyle, what do you want to see, or what are you expecting to see from this player?
Well, people down here in Tampa love Michael Penix Jr. Like, he has a street named after him down here, Michael Penix, I think, Boulevard. And because he went to Tampa Bay Tech. People love this kid down here. His parents still live down here in Plant City. So what I'm expecting, I mean, he is a tough kid. He can really throw the football. So honestly, I'm expecting him to be kind of running all around back there without the blind side protectors. It's going to be a tough day, I think, for Michael Penix Jr., but I mean, he's capable. I mean, he has the arm talent. He's not really a big scrambler, but he can move like Mahomes in the pocket and do some a little bit of magical stuff back there. But he's got the receivers. He's got the running back he can lean on. It's going to be a tough go for him. The advantage the Bucs have is the pass rush, I think, this year. So it's going to be tough for Michael Penix. I still like the Bucs to win this one, but gosh, I don't know. I think the Falcons and Penix can keep it close, because it seems like these two teams always play close. But you don't know what to expect from Michael Penix. He only has, what, 3 or 4 starts under his belt, so it's kind of like a rookie coming in there.
Yeah, when I'm thinking they lean more on the run game, I think you lean on the run game that the Falcons do, because you're trying to see how that offensive line responds and find a combination that works. But that's the thing that makes the premium come on Kyle Pitts, on the tight end being there, being that safety valve, being wherever Pitts need, wherever, you know, Penix needs him to be. And I think that's what makes him such a key to watch for the Falcons in this game. That's why I ask you, who can we expect to try to size up and try to line up and really guard against Pitts during this game today? I think there's going to be a big matchup.
Yeah, and with a healthy Vita Vea, who's expected to play today, the Bucs can really clog up the run game. I was looking at Bijan Robinson's stats against the Bucs. I think 60 yards might be as high as far as on the ground. He can do some stuff through the air, catching passes. So maybe you look for him to, you know, when the coverage breaks down, dump it off to Bijan. So that could be where he gets his yards at.
You know, we got Kyle Berger on the phone here down in Tampa. He's at Tampa 28 ABC. And we're talking about Michael Penix and what to possibly expect from him. But one of the things we haven't asked you about is, and listen, we're having some fun with Baker Mayfield. All right, it's what you do. But this dude's missing some of his offensive line too. You got a tackle missing. How is that going to affect how he plays?
So yeah, that is huge. You're missing literally your best player on the team, Tristan Wirfs. He is the All-Pro left tackle, protects Baker Mayfield's blind side. Those two are best friends outside of football. And you got a new guy who they signed as a free agent before they really knew how serious Tristan Wirfs' injury was. They brought in this guy named Charlie Heck. So the best thing the Bucs have had is they've known that Wirfs has been out, was going to miss at least the first 3 or 4 games. So they've been able to prepare this entire training camp to get them all, this offensive line, in sync. So it is tough. It's kind of like how Penix is missing his blindside protector. So is Baker. But the Bucs have had all this time to prepare for that. So I don't know. It's hard to, you don't want to say it's not a big deal, but it is a big deal once you're best player. But they've had the time to prepare. You have Bucky Irving back there, who's a dynamic runner. Rashad White's more the pass protector, third down guy. I think the Bucs will be fine. I think it's more of a, if you're looking at it, the Bucs and the Falcons both missing, you know, your same type of positional player. Bucks have the advantage. They had the time to prepare. So that's kind of where I see that. But it's hard when you're missing your best player, though, on your roster.
All right.
Yeah,
we got to go down and see this dude.
I know it.
We got to go. We got to go down to what's the beach down there, right off of?
Clearwater.
No, not Clearwater. We got Clearwater, but I'm talking about a little farther down, like the best beach.
Anna Maria, Siesta Key.
Siesta Key.
That's my two favorite.
Siesta Key. We got to go down there, me and you.
We got to go down to a baseball game where they're playing in the Steinbrenner Field down there. You remember?
Yeah, that's 20 games left.
Yeah, man. We go down there. We go to the new Braves Stadium in Sarasota County.
Yeah.
Go to that cool Northport park. It got a weird name. Anyway, Kyle, listen, cool. As always, buddy, we will talk to you before the next matchup between the Falcons and the Bucks, because that's later on in the season. So
I think it's a Thursday night or two.
Definitely going to get you back then.
Road trip.
Yeah. All right, man. Listen, have a great day. And, hey, it's football season.
Oh, I can't wait. We made it, guys.
There you go. Kyle Burgert.
Thanks, Kyle.
Tampa 28 there at ABC.
It's our home, folks.
And he's from, out there in Conyers, ain't he? He's out there by the Supernatural Highway.
Yep, he's on the way.
We are going to wrap things up here in a little while and turn things over to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning, the opening act for a full day of NFL action, and we're going to be doing this for you every week. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. Sports Radio 92.9 Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning on what is the day that football fans wait for. Thursday night was one thing. Friday night was another thing. But today is the day. The first full Sunday of the NFL season. Got your thumbs all, done your exercises. You got a fresh set of batteries in the remote. You've gone by your favorite store. Your favorite store, hopefully, that has a manager that is a sports fan and makes sure the wings are out, breaded or non-breaded.
You worried about them wings.
I ain't worried about them. I'm just saying I don't want people feeling the way I did, like that last week when I was getting ready for college football, and I went to stores where the managers obviously are not football fans and didn't think about that sort of thing. But I have full faith today that there will be people out there. Did you hear that song coming back?
Yeah.
You had mentioned earlier that NASCAR is where?
They're in St. Louis.
They're in St. Louis. I was just trying to grab another city.
Okay.
That was Boston. Today was the day that band formed.
In what year?
I was just kidding. Yeah. No, this is the day that Boston, the city, actually formed.
Oh, man. Okay.
Now, you want to ask what year that was? If you had to guess what century that was, Boston, Massachusetts formed on this day. They made it official in
16.
That's a good start.
1600s.
1630.
Yeah. 1630, yeah. 1630.
Boston is one of those cities, at least for me, okay? Maybe there's other people, but in my entire life, I can't think of two people who said they were going to spend the weekend in that city or going up there to.
I can see them doing that. It depends on what you like to do.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's no beach or anything like that. You could be going.
I ain't going for a beach, but there's just stuff. A Red Sox game, a Patriots game when Tom Brady was there. I'm not talking about a sporting event.
You want to go to the bar where everybody knows your name
again,
or you want to go by the river and have watch the rowing regatta, watch the crew teams compete there.
Top colleges then. Around there. I'm just saying that's one. There's two cities that I can't remember ever hearing people say, "I'm gonna go hang out there for the weekend."
I think people can go to Boston.
I didn't say they wouldn't. I've not heard anybody that in Philly.
Yeah, now Philadelphia's a little different, but I could see Boston.
You kidding? You heard from people from South Boston how they?
Well, I'm not saying we're going there, but I mean you go in Boston. I think there's stuff you could go and do.
I'm sure. Yeah. As we talk
about and both if you're a history buff, either one of them, that's all.
Well, that's obviously the draw
need,
there,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get past the Liberty Bell, though, in Philly, what else you got in some cheesesteaks?
Oh, man, you got all this Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, we had a time in Philly.
Yeah, man.
Noel had a big time. Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, see, this is what I want to hear because I ain't heard anybody talk about having a big time up there other than going to a sporting event.
I'm a history nerd, so.
Well, I am,
you know,
too.
We went up there and did the, you know, the Franklin Bell and saw the Quaker House and went to go see the Amish. Yeah, we had a time.
Okay.
Didn't hit not one club.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
People going up there to clubs and partying and
there's
having a good time. And
stuff,
well,
see,
I wouldn't club in Philly because I don't want to hear Dream and Nightmares like it's a club bop. Like, that's like a Made It From the Bottom, Now We're Here song, and they put it on in the club. Like, it's just like everybody going to go up and hit the dance floor. I don't understand that, but yeah.
And you got the Rocky statue.
The question is, are you going to run up the stairs or are you going to walk up the
Why
stairs?
Why not? It don't matter how you get there as long as you get there. Get to the top of the stairs and stand in front of the Rocky statue and take your picture.
Speaking of fighting, I had forgotten about this. Happened on this day. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj at some fashion show. Noah, you remember that?
LOL.
What?
Yes. That will live on forever.
What was up for that? What? How come I missed on that one?
I don't know, but that was kind of like the beginning of Nicki being in every female rap beef known to man. It was Nicki. It's been Nicki and since.
Yeah, that is official.
And it kind of started with Miley Cyrus. That's the hilarious part. What's good, Miley?
What? Okay.
Crazy world, Greg. Crazy world.
Yeah, really.
Faye Vincent said goodbye on this day, resigned from commissionership. And then that's when this wink, wink, wink started because they put an owner in as commissioner.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that, you know, people feel a certain way about Bud Selig being there all these years. Sports Center launched on this date. Sports at ESPN back in 79.
Yep.
Was the first Sports Center. It started on this day. And happy birthday. The greatest college basketball announcing team, or at least traditionally it was considered that, one of the components would have been his birthday today. He's long gone. Coach Mark Marquette, I believe.
Yep, McGuire.
Al McGuire.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been his birthday today. All right, man. Listen, what else is going on before we get into just deep dive into the games you want to see and football for today? And by the way, if you can get in front of a TV, obviously we'll have Falcons in Tampa Bay pregame coming up at 11. Of course, the Wade Ford tailgate show comes up in about 15 minutes. Kick at 1 o'clock. And then we have Baltimore at Buffalo tonight. Pregame, 7:30. Kick at 8:15. So yeah.
That should be a good one.
It should be. And again, tomorrow night, we got Minnesota at the Bears.
Yeah.
But as far as today.
Today, remind people, too, Braves are home this weekend. The Braves went at Seattle Mariners, so the Braves are home. If you still want to watch baseball, baseball.
I tried last night.
Baseball, I mean, if people want to do something, it's still here. Don't forget, U.S. Open men's final coming up today starts at 2 o'clock. And then, of course, there's NASCAR. NASCAR is rolling in St. Louis, the Worldwide Technology Raceway. Denny Hamlin has the pole for the race with Kyle Larson on the outside of row one. Chase Briscoe and Ross Chastain, the watermelon man, on row two. Briscoe won last week's race. That's right. He was the winner last week at Darlington, race that was under the lights, and he was the winner in that one. So this is the second race of the playoff round of 16 taking place in Madison, Illinois, near St. Louis today.
I'm looking at the the inductees for this year in the NBA Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't said anything about that. Just your thoughts on it real quick before we get back into football. Dwight Howard. Well, Carmelo first.
Carmelo.
I guess when you look at it in total, from Syracuse to the gold medals,
mm-hmm.
but nothing in the NBA.
That's the thing. But
is that still enough?
Well, there was a great deal in the NBA, just didn't win a championship. So he had a long career, successful career in the NBA, just not on one of them teams. Hmm. But also the gold medals. You can't sleep on. Right, you know.
Dwight Howard.
Orlando Dwight.
Okay. I'm getting a thumbs up from Noel, so I guess you got it.
Orlando Dwight.
A couple that you can't even.
Yep.
I should have said these first. Maya Moore. Should have said her first.
No problem.
Right?
That's not even a layup.
Sue Bird.
Yeah.
Should have said her first.
Neither one of them.
Sylvia Fowles.
Yeah.
Didn't know her game, but this is the class going in next. So congratulations to them. Sam and Greg again, Sports Radio 92.9 Game. And I started off my show, my story of the week. If you don't know the story of Larry Pickett Jr., go check it out. But these guys, he is a safety with the Army football team, number 22. He and his father, Larry Pickett Sr., pulled a guy from a burning car this past week and then went out with his team and beat Kansas State on the road. But it's what they did with his father. Ran. We hear this with first responders all the time.
True, true.
That's their job. This dude and his father ran toward this with power lines down, which is why they thought some of the people who were standing there didn't approach the car. But they went out there, grabbed this man, pulled him aside. So, again, if you haven't seen that footage, you need to go check that out. All right, man. You want to – we don't normally do this, but do you want to give any thoughts on how this game is going to play out today?
Like I said, so I mentioned with Kyle, I do think the Kyle Pitts has an opportunity to be the difference maker and come out and really do that today, to really get him involved today, be an integral part of what this team does offensively today. Kind of sends a message really around the league, hey, when you face the Falcons, you're going to have something else to deal with. Mm-hmm. And maybe he hadn't been as consistent the last couple of seasons, but he's on board, he's dialed in, and, give him some opportunities. Let's give him some looks, let's give him some targets and see what he does, and also let him be that safety valve to help out Penix today, to help him get settled in. Tampa's going to throw a big rush at him, and what Kyle Berger told us is true. They're going to bring some heat on him and see if it gets him uncomfortable and see what he does. And if he's got that, he's got that safety valve there, he can get the ball to, get to the down marker, third down conversions, that's going to be big in this game today.
We talked about Ku and the kicking game. I don't even want to think about them. I want him to do his job for the rest of the season. And he, be a very good umpire in baseball. In other words, you do your job, we don't even notice you. That's what I want. I want from Ku. I want to see these guys get off the edges on the defensive side. But you know how they talk about people who, when they get squeezed, have two different reactions.
Yep.
Some melt and some get focused. That's what I want to see from Michael Penix Jr. I want to see him get hit hard, not injured, not knocked out for a play. I want him to get a really good hard football hit early on and wake him up and get him focused. I believe that's from what we've heard about the way he's carried himself in training camp. Talked about the little scuffle he got into.
Yep.
We always hear this with players. Getting in football shape is not something you do in the offseason in the gym. You got to get out there and get hit.
Yeah.
You got to get out there and play football. And I'm saying a lot of these guys wake up after that first hit. There's a lot of emotion in that first game. But until you get hit, it doesn't become a game in the minds of some of these players.
In my mind, I'd like for him to have a clean jersey. He ain't got to get hit.
He's going to be clean. He's going to be inside.
He's going to get hit anyway. But I'm just saying, right. I don't think he needs a hit to be focused and ready to go. I think he's going to be focused and ready to go.
I think that'll intensify
because I think he's ready. I think he's going to go out, and he's been waiting for this to be the starter, to start the season as a starter. And I think that's what we're going to see from him today. He's going to go out, and he's going to be ready. It's just a matter of the line is going to be able to give him that protection, to give him that adequate time with this rush that Tampa's going to bring today. What other game are you looking forward to seeing before we have to get out of here? There are a couple other games that are big. Obviously, the night game tonight is big with Ravens and Bills. That Lions and Packers game, I think, is big too.
Yeah. I don't care, Aaron Rodgers or whatever, but let's see what Detroit looks like at full strength. You got all those injuries at the end of last season. But before we get going here, and I know Noel had a couple thoughts on our Falcons before we left.
Oh, I just want to see a nice, clean game today. I want to see Charlie Warner up there helping out the offensive line. And give me some crossing routes. Let's get something nice, easy, clean, right across Mike's face. Get it to Kyle. Let's get going early. And lots of Bijan and Tyler. Let's go.
That's what we're talking about.
There you go. See? You're going to get this kind of stuff every Sunday morning, Sam and I. We are the opening act for a full day of whether the Falcons are playing or not. We get you started on Sunday morning.
We do.
Because next week they're going to play a night game, right? And so, but we're going to be here early. We're going to get you set for everything else. Want to remind you, in case you can't get in front of a TV, we've got Falcons Tampa Bay. Everything gets going at 11 a.m., kick at 1. Tonight is Baltimore at Buffalo. And in just a few minutes, we're going to turn things over to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick. Centennial Yards, that's where they're at for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show from 9 until 11 a.m. And then tonight, Chris Thomas at the Cigna by Hilton for the Falcons flyover. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. You guys have yourself a big day. It is Sam and Greg and Noel. We'll be back next week. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.